The Power FM Brekkie Show.
We've got Josh from the Workday Hits with us in the studio because we just brought this up before the song. You've got a drone. It's more of a toy drone
than a drone. Shark, have you guys seen
we're pitching an idea.
Are you one of the sharks in this dynamic?
Yeah, I'll invest my drone.
I was going to say, because you're not investing any money in this.
No, I'll invest my drone.
Is there a shark on the panel? I haven't seen the
show.
It's
like a 14-year-old billionaire.
No, I was thinking more so one that's not particularly intimidating or impressive.
Yeah, it's Left Shark from the Katy Perry Super Bowl performance.
Okay, so the idea is you've got a drone. It's not when you think drone, you think like what you see in movies, or you think like like the proper professional level drones.
Yeah, the big ones that are like $2,500.
The ones with cameras attached to them that get those really cool shots of like the lake and stuff.
Your little one's not worth that.
It's none of that.
No,
it's closer. It's more 50? A toy. It's a toy. It doesn't have a camera.
No, maybe even less than that. $30, I think it was.
Okay,
I don't know what it's worth.
Anyway,
it doesn't have a camera.
It's tiny.
It's about the size of a roll of duct tape. I use that unit of measurement because you've brought a roll of duct tape into the studio with you
like
for some
to be
reason.
Prepared.
I would say it's even smaller than that.
Yeah, it is smaller than that. It
it might even be the size of this headphone, if that headphone.
Like one headphone ear?
Yeah.
It doesn't handle wind very well, as we found.
It's very temperamental.
Flying it around the office, if there's a fan on, the fan impacts it very heavily.
Or if someone sneezes.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Even if someone walks past a doorway, that creates just enough turbulence that it sends it awry.
Yeah.
Imagine trying
to drive a car on ice.
Oh, yeah.
That's like flying your drone in a light breeze.
Yeah. Driving a car on ice with ice blocks for wheels.
I was going to say, without any tyres.
Obviously.
So that's the drone. It's also, its range is very limited because it's very small. It's got a very small battery, which means it's for short trips, for short commutes. You're not going cross country either.
Yeah.
And the reason why we sort of talk down its ability a little bit is because the challenge.
Yeah.
And this is why the challenge is so impressive, because the drone is, you know, kind of so small and
so yeah.
flimsy,
yeah,
breakable.
We want to fly it across the lake. We want to fly it from one side of the lake to the other.
How long does a battery usually last on that?
Well, you got to charge it for an hour, like 60 minutes, and it gives you roughly, I say roughly because probably not, but around 6 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, I don't think we're getting across the whole lake in 6 minutes, guys.
Well,
I don't think we're getting across the whole lake in 6 minutes.
So this is why we've brought you in, because we want you to sign off on it, because there is a good chance.
It'll end up in the lake and die.
It'll be gone.
It'll be dead.
Well, you know
Are you
what?
Up for the challenge of trying to fly your drone across the lake?
I'm not that emotionally connected to it.
Okay.
There is
Because, you know, you'll see it in 3 weeks' time pop up surfacing on the lake, and one of the Rekalia will just be surfing it.
Yeah.
So, using it as a life raft.
Well, that's the thing. There is so many things we're going to have to iron out before trying this, because we don't even know it can go the distance.
Yeah.
Mm. Weather's going to be a big contributing factor. How do we fly it across the lake? Because it doesn't have a camera.
Oh, yeah. What's the range like on it? Like, can you? Because those big, expensive ones, you can literally fly.
It's like kilometres
away.
Well,
just seeing it alone. Like, you will not be able to see it. Like halfway across the lake, if that makes sense.
True that.
So we're going to have to somehow follow it across the lake.
In a dinghy or something?
Yeah, maybe like a little race boat. Yeah.
But you need some sort of motorized boat, because if you go dinghy, you're not going to... No, it's not going to
work. The wind, though, like that's what
We're going to need a super calm morning.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, that's probably the key, actually, doing it in the morning rather than in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, because
I always find if I'm going for a run, the wind is a lot lower in the morning.
I was picturing this being a morning thing. I think the first hurdle was whether or not you would allow us to do it. Are you on board?
Yeah, I approve. I want to invest.
Okay, but will you have an issue if it ends up in the lake and you never see it again?
No, it's not my child, okay? It's a drone. It's fine.
Yeah,
I'll just buy another one.
I don't know. We might be able to retrieve it right now. Don't you put a phone in rice if you drop it in the water?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's try that.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. I think it's a go, Jules. We are drones. Oh. Ahoy.
Drones Ahoy.
And
that's a good name for it, Drones Ahoy.
Drones Ahoy, because it's probably going to end up in the water.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to fly a drone across the lake.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.